RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, now twice on Radio MD, every Saturday, 3 to 5 and 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Each week, we discuss the issues most important for you to take control of you, your and your family's health, I should have said, plus top guests at 3:30 and 5:30. This week, we're going to discuss multivitamin use in health professionals. What happens? Should you take a multivitamin or should you throw it out? That's right. Are they doing you any good, or like the headline says, your multivitamin isn't doing you any darn bit of good? We'll come back to that because there's new data out recently that shows what the answer is, and also what the answer is on omega-3s. Should you be taking just any old fish oil, or does it make a difference which fish oil you take? The Wellness Foreplay segment. Want to stay mobile as you age? Well, a healthy diet may do the trick. And what's the keys in that healthy diet? Believe it or not, it was some simple things like lettuce, but it also, and other fruits and vegetables, but it also was walnuts are key. Why happiness is healthy for you. And are all omegas created equal? And why we think ALA and DHA are much more important, and how you can look for them on the label, because you don't want just any old fish oil and that krill oil and the mega red. Maybe they aren't really any good for you compared to what we say is ALA and DHA. How to get older without gaining a bunch of weight is another topic we'll cover, as well as, if you will, all fats aren't created equal, why substituting olive oil for saturated fat really does make a difference, and what does it make a difference in. We'll talk about sun and mosquito protection for kids, and what you should do if you've got a newborn baby. We're here in Philadelphia visiting our newborn grandchild, Julian, and we're waiting and seeing what kind of protection his mom and her mom and dad have on her. Americans are dying at the highest rate in more than a decade. Why is that, and what can we do about it? Well, we'll tell you why it is, and it may have something to do with something much deeper like the two Americas. We're also going to talk about pain and what you can do about it, and then we got some great questions this week. Why am I pooping blood, and is it dangerous? And a question that a viewer asked me and said, you've talked about how much medicine's going to change in the next 20 years. What won't change? So we've given some thought to what won't change. And we're also going to do a tip right at the end of the segment, this first segment, and then we'll do it at the end of the hour in both hours from our new book. It's not out. It won't come out for about 8 months. But next February, we've got a new book coming out called Age Proof. I'll tell you a little bit about it, but I'll give you one of the tips from it at the end of the first hour and at the end of the second hour. And something strange happened. 3 times as many women who are pregnant have nicotine or a tobacco end product, cotinine, in their blood than they self-report having smoked recently. That is, if you look at Cincinnati hospitals, it's around 25% report nicotine in the blood when you actually look at their blood and urine, but in actually they say they report around 7.9%. So more than threefold of these women are getting large nicotine and tobacco and hydrocarbon exposures. We'll tell you what that does to the child and why fooling yourself or denial is more than a river in Egypt. And a change in procedure. This is a big story, so you could ask, why is this a story at all? It is cancer incidence is lower than expected in patients with large colorectal polyps. Well, why is that an important story? We'll get to that, too. And our guest at the bottom of the hour, we always have guests at the bottom of the hour, is Dr. Ramakrishna, who is a wonderfully skilled radiation oncologist. That's someone who treats cancer with nuclear methods such as radiation. And this is about protein therapy. Why is there so much hype about protein? At the University of Chicago, there were only two proton therapy units in the country. One was at the University of Chicago. But now there are 23. Why? What's happened? And why is it such a big deal? Dr. Ramakrishna at the bottom of the hour will tell us when you should think about going to one of these specialized centers, because they aren't every place. And sometimes you won't even get referred to them because they are usual things. The tip that I wanted to get to in this half hour is one on the book, if you will. The book is called Age Proof, Living Longer Without Running Out of Money or Breaking a Hip. And that's right, both health and finance, we're intertwining the two. And so the tip this hour, get a handle on your financial and health behaviors by tracking them. Compound interest applies to both finance and health. When you save more, it grows and grows and grows as the interest and returns keep building off the principal. The same is true for healthy habits. The better base you have and the more automated your processes, like having the same foods for breakfast, lunch, and snacks, or physical activity, including resistance activity, the more good habits will grow and the more energy you'll have. So that's the real age, if you will, age-proof tip of this hour. We're also going to talk to, when we talk about it, managing children's pain. But let's go to that study. I think we've got enough time to do it. The study on multivitamins. If you looked at multivitamins and all you cared about was preventing heart attack, you would have said prior to recently, and if you didn't know the recent data, you would still keep saying, well, vitamins aren't any damn good for preventing cardiovascular disease. And that was true. A large study in humans from Harvard looked at 10 years of data and found no benefit for 10 years of vitamin therapy for preventing heart disease or stroke. But when they re-looked at the data after 20 years, and the men started around age 50, so they're now around age 70, they found a 44%, that's huge, almost half reduction in strokes and heart attacks and serious complications of arterial aging, that's aging of your arteries. And these are men who were in the health professional study who had to also be exercising regularly and eating what they called a very good diet. So even men who eat a very good diet and exercise, getting at half of a multivitamin morning and evening, decreased their risk of heart attack and stroke and other serious cardiovascular endpoints like death from a heart attack by 44%. We already knew it decreased cancer rates over a 20-year period by 18%, and know that in pregnant women and their guys, if you take a prenatal multivitamin with DHA for 3 months prior to pregnancy, decrease in autism and autism spectrum disorder rates by 40%, decrease in childhood cancer 65%, decrease in spina bifida and neural tube defects by 85%. So multivitamin probably should be routine in all women of childbearing age, since 50% of pregnancies are unplanned, and all men and women over the age of 50 because of the reduction in cardiovascular events and cancer. Why didn't they find it in 10 years? Well, you don't get many heart attacks in the first, by the time you're 60, if you're eating well and exercising at age 50. So it takes some events for there to be a separation, for you to see the benefit, if there is one. You're listening to Yeet Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. We hope you do like we say, make yourself as young as you can and stay well.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Are you being fooled by the numbers game when it comes to probiotics? Are you being taken in by probiotic marketers, those who don't even manufacture the probiotics they're selling to you? Brands that are overstuffed with excessive billions of probiotic strains, attempting to compensate for the hoax that probiotics don't need to be refrigerated? Well, if you're not using Natron probiotics, then sadly, the answer is yes, you are. Natron is the only true probiotic manufacturer that cultivates its own probiotic strains and handles every phase of creating the product themselves right here in the U.S. That's why at Natron, we don't just sell probiotics, we sell results. Are you taking the very best probiotic for your needs? To help you find the answers, Natron is offering a free, no-obligation probiotic consultation. Sign up free today at natron.com. That's N-A-T-R-E-N.com. Just click on the free consultation icon on the homepage and schedule a time that's most convenient. Natron.com.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You are listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, twice on Radio MD every Saturday, 3 to 5 and 5 to 7 p.m. with top guests like we have this week in Dr. Ramakrishna talking about protein therapy at the bottom of this hour and why you should know about it. It is something you and all of us should know about. We talked about a multivitamin, and Dan already sent me, Dan in Danville, sent me a note asking me, what else do you take other than a multi twice a day? to stay younger? Well, we've often talked about the Fab 8, so it is a Fab 8, but we'll get to that in a few minutes, as we will talk about want to stay mobile as you age, a healthy diet does the trick for these women. That's right, they studied 55,000 women in the Nurses' Health Study, and they wanted to look at dietary patterns and look at how overall diet affected their physical functioning, their movement, their ability to keep moving. And it was women who ate the most vegetables, fruits, had moderate alcohol intake, that is no more than one drink a night, but did eat consumption of sugar sweetened beverages, trans fat, salt, and guess what? They had oranges, apples, pears, romaine or leaf lettuce, and walnuts. Those are the secrets. So what is the secret? Oranges, apples, pears, romaine or leaf lettuce, and walnuts. And those things, when consumed, like one portion of them, which is six walnuts a day, or a cup of leaf lettuce, or an apple or pear a day, when they did that and had an orange a day too, they had about a 70% increase likelihood of having mobility as they got much older. So this was looking at from 1992 to 2008, and they showed as they get older a great improvement, avoiding the sugar and sugar-sweetened beverages and having those fruits and vegetables. What about how to get older without gaining a bunch of weight? Well, this wasn't from that study. It was from other studies. But what they found was that as we get older, our hormones decrease. Well, that's the reason. They didn't find that. What they found was that you have to weigh a little less or do more resistance-building exercise. That's right. Resistance-building exercise, moving your body against gravity or moving a weight against gravity, anything that got your muscle set tired within 2 minutes of doing it, and doing it for your core and those other things, that's what kept people to keep thin and not gain weight. So they had to do more resistance exercise as they got older, or they had to lose weight to stay thin. So that's what they found. So what do we got on these two studies on being healthy, keeping your mobility as you get older, and keeping your weight down? It looks like it is resistance exercise, leafy green vegetables, leafy lettuce or romaine lettuce, and then oranges, pears, apples, and walnuts. Those are the things that correlated, and if you will, those probably are great things to also have to keep your weight down as you get older. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Dr. Ramakrishna, who will talk to us about the hype about proton beam therapy. Proton beam therapy is sending these, well, we'll ask him what it is, but it is treating specific cancers. He's going to tell us which cancers and why you should know about it, because these cancers actually are getting more common. That'll go with a story we're going to talk about in a little bit, which is for the first time in over a decade, more Americans are dying. That is, a higher percentage of Americans died this last year than any time in the last 10 years. Why did that occur? Is it just a freak event? Is it just a statistical aberration? Or is this real? And what are they dying of? And why should we care about it? Now, Dan in Danville asked me, what else do I take other than a multi twice a day, and why do I take it twice a day? I didn't tell you why I take it twice a day, half of a multi twice a day. That's because you pee out the water-soluble components, so you want half in the morning and half in the evening. What kind do you get? Well, it turns out that all multivitamins, because we know from a price-fixing case, 99%+ of multivitamins are made, that is the baseline ingredients are made by the same three companies, DSM, BASF, and Roche, and so it doesn't much matter what price you pay as long as you get the daily value or what you need. So half a multi morning and evening. K2 calcium, 600 milligrams. Don't take more. 600 milligrams of calcium citrate. DHA, that is, all omegas are not created equal. All odd omegas are not created equal. And it is the DHA, omega-3, DHA, three-letter word, DHA, omega-3, 900 milligrams a day, that I would take, as would Dan in Danville, I hope, to stay young. Aspirin, 162 milligrams a day. That is the equivalent of two babies. 162 milligrams a day is what you want in the aspirin. Vitamin D, you get to a level of 35 to 80. Measure it. 200 micrograms a day. Statin, like atorvastatin or rosuvastatin, as well as CoQ10 and a probiotic. Which probiotic? Well, we'll come to that, because it's an interesting question. Does the choice of probiotic matter? And the answer is maybe. Maybe we don't have enough data. It certainly matters that you get enough of the probiotic, so you have 4 billion healthy cultures, and you get it with wide enough seats or big enough seats so it accommodate all the people you want to get. That's in the car. But a probiotic, well, probiotic, we don't know the specific brand. You want enough variety in the probiotics. That's what I really meant to say. Enough variety in the probiotics to have a different bacteria variety in your own intestinal stuff. CoQ10, 200 micrograms, and then, as we said, a statin. And you're saying, why a statin? Don't they cause brain dysfunction? Yeah, but they also prevent brain dysfunction. So when we come back, we'll talk more about these stories. But when we come right back, we've got Dr. Ramakrishna, who's going to talk to us about proton beam therapy, why it's better than just X-ray therapy, what diseases it's for, why there's hype, why there used to be only two machines in the United States, why are there 23 now? What do we have to do? Is it better therapy? Is it just less expensive? What's happened and what's changed in the last 10 years? We also will talk about the story of are all omegas created equal? And if you the odd omegas, the answer is no. All omegas are not created equal, but we'll have to talk to you about which ones aren't created equal. Sun and mosquito protection for kids. What should you do? Well, I'm here with a grandchild under 6 months of age, and for that young children, it's just avoid the sun and put nets around them so they don't get bitten by anything. That's right. For babies, just avoid sun. That is, the skin's more permeable to all of the chemical sunblock, so you don't want to use a chemical sunblock. It's also more permeable to nanoparticles, so you don't want to use a nanoparticle physical block, and you don't really want to use a micro particle physical block like micronized zinc oxide. That's what we would use in elderly people or old people or people over the age of 18, but not in young ones. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. When we come back, Dr. Ramakrishna talking to us about protein beam therapy. He's a pro in this field, being on the Harvard Medical School in this area. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Did you know your eyes have hidden connections to your overall health? The Eye Care Revolution, an easy-to-read analysis of vision and health by Dr. Robert Abel Jr., is an authoritative guide that explains natural and conventional methods to prevent and even reverse many common vision disorders like cataracts, glaucoma, dry eye, macular degeneration, and diabetes-related vision loss. From high-tech laser treatments to centuries-old Asian remedies, the Eye Care Revolution, with a foreword by Dr. Mehmet Oz, provides amazing nutritional, herbal, herbal, homeopathic, and conventional methods to improve your eye health and overall health and wellness. Dr. Abel shares breakthrough information about eye strain, new developments in LASIK surgery, discusses how computers and texting are affecting our eyes, what you need to know about your children's eyes, the easy way to administer eye drops, antioxidant must-haves for your eyes, alternative therapies, and so much more. Order the Eye Care Revolution by Dr. Robert Abel Jr. on Amazon.com. That's the Eye Care Revolution.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
You listen when your body says, I'm tired, or I'm hungry. Are you listening? Would you listen if your body said, I have pain and pressure in my abdomen. I feel bloated for no good reason. Or I get too full too fast. I'm spotting, but I've already gone through menopause. Or I have to go to the bathroom more often and more urgently than usual. These can be signs of a gynecologic cancer, like cervical, ovarian, uterine, vaginal, and vulvar cancers. Symptoms aren't the same for everyone. If your body says something may be wrong, please listen, learn the symptoms, and get the inside knowledge about gynecologic cancers. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
There's more of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD, the show that lets you take control of your health so you can live at the top of your curve. We're privileged this half hour to have Dr. Ramakrishna, who's a double doctor, MD, PhD, Director of Neurologic and Pediatric Radiation Oncology at the University of Florida Health Center, Cancer Center in Orlando, and will talk to us about proton therapy. Dr. Ramakrishna, thanks for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome, Mike.
Now, I said protein maybe once when I've been saying it, and it's really proton. What is a proton, and why does it work as a therapy?
Well, we've been using x-rays for therapy since the 1890s after Madame Curie and Rentgen discovered them. And x-rays have been very good for us, but protons are, of course, the positively charged particle, which we can use in ways that have many advantages over x-rays when we treat cancer.
So the advantages come because of what, the size of the energy or the length of the penetration, or what gives the proton advantages over standard X-rays?
So protons are charged particles, whereas X-rays are very lightweight photons. And the way that they deposit dose as you treat a tumor is very different. The X-rays are going to give dose to the skin and then the tissue on the way to the tumor, and then also on the way out of the tumor, an exit wound, if you will. The proton, on the other hand, will deposit dose in skin and on the way to the tumor, but there's no exit wound. In other words, there's really no dose beyond where the tumor is in the path of the proton.
So somehow the tumor stops the energy and it's all deposited there. Why hasn't this been done for the full 100 years? Why did we do just X-rays for so long?
Well, X-rays are far easier to generate than proton beams. So we take these protons, basically, and we have to accelerate them in the same type of device that scientists use to study subatomic particles, like the Large Particle Collider in Switzerland that you've heard about. So basically, we use something called a synchrocyclotron, and we take these protons. They come in a bottle. They basically are hydrogen atoms stripped of their electron. And then we accelerate those protons around a loop, around and around until they reach about 6/10 the speed of light, and then we let them loose in a beam that goes into the patient.
And
so this technology was extremely expensive, and it was very complex until, and it still is, but it's more approachable now. It's been around since really the 1940s and 50s as a technology, but was extremely difficult until recently.
So we used to have one of these devices. I think it was actually handmade, if you can say, obviously not handmade, but made as a one-off
probably,
at the
right?
University of Chicago, if you will, in the 50s and 60s and 70s. But now, are they commercially available? You said there, as I read the review, it says there are 23 of these in the United States now. Obviously, the Orlando Health Center, we ought to give your website, by the way, so that if you want to learn more about proton therapy, it's proton-therapy or proton-therapy.org. And the University of Florida Health Cancer Center in Orlando's website looks like it's ufhealthcancerorlando.com. But
that's correct.
These are more common now, right? You managed one at Harvard, and now you're doing one in Orlando.
Right. Even 15 years ago, there was only about 5 centers in the U.S., and so it was very rare to find a patient that was going to get proton therapy. Worldwide, there were under 10 15 years ago. So because the technology has improved through the use of superconducting magnets and so on, it's the price has dropped and it's become easier to do.
But it's still a rare, and yet you have a big building, right? Because you've got to
correct
accelerate
in
these rays.
Yes, in the old days, I mean, it took a building that was almost the size of a football field, and they got it to half a football field. Then they've continued to shrink that down. Now we're down to a 3-story building, which is still quite massive compared to an X-ray radiation treatment machine, but is quite a bit smaller than the machines that used to be used for proton therapy.
Now, Dr. Ramakrishna, I know your background in that you did get your bachelor's degree in biology at Hopkins, medical degree at Cornell Weill School of Medicine, and that also was, you were one of those unique people, medical scientist training program, which means you get an MD and a PhD after a brutal course of time. And then you served on the faculty at Harvard after your residency. How many people are trained in this? It must be not a common thing if there were only a few machines 15 years ago.
You're absolutely right. It's really relatively new for the vast majority of practitioners. I would say that probably less than 5% of the radiation oncologists out there right now have experience with this. Over time, certainly that's going to change, but it is different and quite a bit more complex in some ways than treating with X-ray.
Now, we've got a question on the line from Jennifer, who says, who would get this? Why would this be used? Is it used for breast cancer? Is it used for just brain cancers? What is it used for, and why is it used? Why do you need that much more specific thing? And she says, my father has prostate cancer. Is this used for that?
Okay, well, let me start with the beginning of that question. And generally speaking, protons, because they weren't available widely, were initially used for a very restricted range of tumors, ones that really needed that special dose property that protons have over X-rays. So they were used for certain types of eye tumors, certain spinal cord and brainstem tumors, and also, interestingly, for pediatric cancer. The reason being is that often when we're treating a child, we'll be treating a tumor that's right next to some vital organ, and the ability to prevent dose to those developing organs is very important, even more important than it would be in an adult. So that was the classic indication. But now that we have more machines, we're looking at many other applications for protons. We've used them for some prostate cancers, although that remains somewhat controversial. We're not sure how much better it is for them. We've used it for lung cancers, and we feel that there is going to be evidence that in some patients it's probably the only safe way to treat them. We're using it for some left-sided breast cancers, and the reason we use it for those particular cases is to decrease the amount of dose that goes to the surface of the heart and to the ventricle where you have your coronary artery. What we found is that women that have left-sided breast cancers and that get radiation will have an increased risk of developing heart attacks later in life. So that's a particular subset of breast cancer patients that we're excited about treating.
And the interesting thing, Dr. Ramakrishna, we're going to have come back with this question because we've gotten bombarded. You can always send us emails, questions, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com, but a series of questions that say, why does this deliver its energy at a specific spot? How do you direct it there versus a different spot? Like, why, if you're giving it to a left breast, why does it give it to the tumor and not to the heart? What determines how deep it goes? And so we'll get into those questions when we come back. We're talking with Dr. Ramakrishna, who is a superb expert, as you've heard, on proton therapy. For general information, proton.therapy.org. He is at the University of Florida Health Cancer in Orlando, ufhealthcancerorlando.com. We'll be
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease.
Awaken your mind with Exact, a new dietary supplement designed to help you gain a mental edge. Exact fuels your natural brain chemicals to unleash mental energy and stamina, providing the intense focus and drive you need to initiate important tasks and push through challenges. With Exact, you can think smarter, faster, and stronger because Exact supports faster reaction time and memory recall with improved problem-solving skill and accuracy. Exact contains ingredients from traditional Chinese medicine and Indian Ayurvedic medicine. No synthetic drugs or chemicals. Exact is created from herbs that have been safely used by healers for thousands of years. Experience a new kind of energy, mental energy, and get the focus and breakthrough mental edge you need to succeed with Exact. Learn more about the science behind Exact, see what customers are saying, and try Exact 100% risk-free at ExactMind.com. That's the letter X, ACTMind.com. ExactMind.com.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice. and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and Talkin' Pets, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
More than half of all Americans, including teenagers, don't drink enough water.
Waterlogged is a great app that will help you build good water habits
with customized tracking and personalized reminders.
Download Waterlogged from the iTunes App Store and start using your iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad to track and improve your water intake. Set your goals, record your consumption, and get Waterlogged's exclusive smart reminders to alert you when you're behind pace to meet your daily goal and when it's time to hydrate. Optimal water intake is a goal that you can successfully achieve, and it'll make a measurable impact on how you feel and your overall health,
because every system in your body depends on water.
People who use reminders are 5 times more likely to reach their goals consistently, so let Waterlogged help you stay on track. Waterlogged is compatible with Apple Health and Fitbit, so you can log your water with the best app in the App Store and get a full picture of your health in your favorite app.
Download Waterlogged from the App Store or visit waterlogged.com.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen.
You're listening to You, the Owner Manual, You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with me, the host, Dr. Mike Roizen. I sound like I shouldn't be the host right there. And we are talking with a real expert in a very specific field. Dr. N.R. Ramakrishna is a double doctor, MD, PhD, as most are in this exclusive field of radiation oncology, which means using radiation's energy to treat cancers. He is director of the Neurologic and Pediatric Radiation Oncology at the University of Florida Health Cancer Center in Orlando. The website is ufhealthcancerorlando.com. And if you want to learn more about proton therapy, it's proton-therapy or -therapy.org. To learn more about it, we were just answering a question from a listener. Actually, you can always send us emails at udocs@gmail.com or call in 844-305-7800. Dr. Ramakrishna, why does the proton therapy machine, or the proton therapy beam, I guess you'd say it, end up giving its energy to a tumor cell and not to normal cells along the way or after it sees the tumor cell? What is it that lets you do it so precisely as to be able to treat small tumors in children and in brain tumors this way.
So, Michael, the advantage of proton beams compared to X-ray beams really is primarily in the region beyond the tumor. And let me explain why. Both X-rays and protons do deliver some dose on the way to the tumor. But the majority of dose for a proton beam is delivered in a sharp peak, which is at a depth which we calibrate to correspond to the tumor. And how we do that is by changing the energy of the proton. So the higher energy we accelerate the proton with, the deeper it'll go before it releases its energy in something which is called the Bragg peak. The Bragg peak is this very sharp release of energy that the proton does at a certain depth defined by how much energy you accelerate it with. On the way to that point, it releases some energy, but the vast majority is released in this peak. And so we can put together protons of a range of energies, and that allows us to treat a tumor which is at a certain depth and of a certain size.
So a lot of what the expertise, that relates to another question. This is a question in Cleveland asked, and the question he asked was, what is the expertise and why does it require a double doctorate to do this, and why isn't it easily trained? And I guess the expertise is to knowing exactly the energy for the depth and how to position the patient and how to make sure the patient, I guess, doesn't move much when you're delivering the dose.
Well, I don't know necessarily that you need the double doctorate. My PhD is in molecular biology. But the expertise really requires a team of physicists and of physicians, because protons are extremely sensitive to the type of material that is in the path of the beam. In other words, if you're treating a patient, for instance, somewhere in the brain, and you have to go through their frontal bone and sinuses, the proton is going to be extremely sensitive to whether or not there's fluid in the sinuses, how dense the sinuses are in general. And unless you're extremely careful about how you pick how the proton enters and what materials it goes through, you could end up releasing your dose in the wrong place, because the length that the proton traverses is determined not just by how deep something is in the body, but what types of tissue and different types of elements are present in that tissue. So these are the kind of more complex things that we have to worry about with protons in comparison to X-rays.
And so the difference in, I guess, the side effects of the two is an important question. So let's, I guess, review that or be specific about it. What's the difference in side effects of a proton beam versus an X-ray?
Well, let me give you two examples from our first few patients. One was a physician who basically developed a tumor during her second trimester of pregnancy, and then we basically induced labor when it was safe, and it was an inoperable tumor in the brain, and so we started treatment and treated her successfully. Now, the big advantage of protons in her case was that the tumor was right next to her optic nerve, and it was also close to an area of the brain important for short-term memory, and given that she's a very intelligent woman, this was an extremely important concern for her. With protons, we were able to reduce the dose to that area by a factor of 5 in comparison to the best X-ray treatment we could have done. So that was remarkable. We also were able to keep the dose off of her optic nerve in a way that we couldn't have done with X-rays. So this was fortunately a benign tumor. So the side effects over her lifetime are going to be dramatically lower. We also treated a pediatric patient with a tumor of the brain and spine, and were able to prevent dose from going beyond the spine into the developing organs. And this is a patient that's going to be cured, fortunately. So this was another dramatic example of how proton treatment could be much better.
So I guess the amazing thing is it's one-fifth the dose of the total dose of radiation, but because it's directed, the tumor actually gets the same or even more dose.
Correct.
That's remarkable. Now, one of the questions came in is this excuse me, usable for skin tumors? In other words, one of the things the person said is, I'm worried I'm getting, if I get radiation for skin tumors versus cutting them out, would the radiation go deep into my body, and can you use this for skin tumors?
It's a great question. And as a matter of fact, protons are a little bit of a disadvantage for tumors in the skin because of the way that they deliver their dose. They need some more depth in order to really have a good dose distribution. So we use a different particle, which is actually quite common and available at most centers, called electrons. So electrons actually are sort of a poor man's proton, if you will, and they have some of the same qualities of protons in terms of sparing things that are lower or deeper than the tumor. So electrons would be the right answer for her.
We've been talking with Dr. Rami Krishna, Ramakrishna, who is the Director of Neurologic and Pediatric Radiation Oncology at the University of Orlando Health. Proton-therapy.org is the way you can find out more. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show,